Hey everyone, this is Kirk Martin. The theme of this podcast is this: I want to make your burden lighter as a parent. Lighter. I don't want you doing so much, but it's so hard. And I realized this when I was a dad, especially even as a husband, but as a dad, part of the reason I was such a freak dad with Casey and I was always on him and lecturing and yelling and reacting was I was trying to do too much. I was trying to make everything perfect. And I realized it was my own control issues and my own anxiety over his future, right, over whether I'm doing a good enough job as a parent. It was my issue. And so watch how this works in your home, right? Because watch, when your son doesn't get out of bed, you get anxious because now he's going to miss the bus and your daughter won't eat. Well, what's going to happen? Is she going to be unhealthy? Is she going to get sick? Now your son comes downstairs. He's wearing the same jeans and hoodies he's worn for 3 weeks in a row. Right now, what are the other parents going to think about you as a mother? Your daughter won't brush her teeth or her hair. As you're running out the door, she remembers one final thing she just has to do before she leaves. So you're out in the driveway, like honking the horn at your kids, waking the neighbors up. Now you're on the way to school. Great, there's a traffic jam. Now you're going to be late. So you kind of grip the wheel tighter and you ride the guy's bumper ahead of you and you're tense. And now your kids are trying to talk to you, but you kind of snap back because you're still upset because they dawdled and now you're running late, right? Now you're like, you know what, we'll talk about this tonight. And you snap at them as you drop your kids off at school. But now you feel guilty because you just dropped them off after yelling at them, right? You want them to focus and concentrate in class. But the last thing they heard was like you yelling and saying like, oh, wait till I tell your dad about this, right? So now you're rushing off to work, but you're afraid because now your boss is going to be mad because you're late again. And your mother's pressuring you to visit for the holidays, but you don't really want to go. And you're getting the usual guilt trips, and you're probably going to give in because that's what you do. And that's why the PTA and church committee keep asking you to volunteer because they need to help. And you know what? You're the responsible one because that's the way your mom was. Right. And now you think about it, you're like, you know what, the Johnson's kids are taking piano, they're taking an extra language after school. And if they can do it, why can't your kids? You know, what if you're not doing enough for your kids? What if they can't get into the right prep school? Are they going to be a failure? Does that mean you're a failure as a parent? Heck, you're not even sure that they'll need that money for college because you might need it for bail, right? Given your son's behavior. But that's right, you don't even really have that money set aside for college anyway. Because the braces, the new roof, the summer camp, the therapy, the car repairs, they've eaten away at any savings you have. And you know what? Your house never seems clean enough, does it? Why can't your kids clean their bedrooms? You know, why can't they do that so you don't have to badger them all the time? You know what's going to happen after school? You're going to have the battle over homework, and you're going to end up frustrated standing over your child scolding. You know what? If you would just focus, you'd be done in 45 minutes instead of it taking 3 hours. Now here come the tears from your child and from you. And you forgot to lay out the chicken, so now you're back to mac and cheese again. And your kids still complain about it, right? And now you're sitting at the dinner table, but dad's getting irritated because Jacob can't sit still at the dinner table. And he's like, you know, you better sit still because we're going to enjoy family time together, right? And that never works. And now, mom, you're getting anxious because you're sensing the coming explosion. So you kind of run interference between dad and the kids. Now you've got that project after homework and you know it's busy work, so you end up doing it for your daughter anyway and the dishes are sitting in the sink. What would your mother say? She's never seemed to be this frazzled. What are you doing wrong? So you know what you do? You end up finishing the project for Sarah because it's bath time, which is another power struggle, and then bedtime, only your son has trouble sleeping and you threaten him repeatedly, get in your room now. And you end the day yelling, lecturing like you began the day, right? And you begin thinking, what kind of bad parent are you that your kids won't eat or sleep or do their homework? They won't listen to you because this isn't the way you were raised, right? And can you kind of feel how much emotional, mental, and physical energy this saps from you? And it's exhausting. And worse yet, it destroys your relationships with the kids that you, right, with these kids. And you cherish them, but now you just, all this anxiety builds up. So it's critical to attack this because you know what happens? It just creates the opposite response. Your kids aren't more motivated no matter how much you lecture, right? It just creates all those power struggles. And so here's what we end up, our lecturing says to our kids. I don't trust you to make a good decision, so I'm going to keep badgering you. Because after all, you can't really do it on your own. After all, what would I do if I didn't have to be responsible for you? See, this isn't really about you, son or daughter. It's about me. Because what you're saying is, I don't really believe you can be successful. I spend 95% of my energy trying to fix what's wrong with you instead of spending that time cultivating your natural gifts and passions. Because of my anxiety over your future, I'm going to harp on you over and over again. So no, I really don't trust that you have what it takes. And I'm more worried about my own legacy because if you don't turn out well, that means I've been a failure and I can't live with that. See, can you kind of feel that? Because what we're also saying is this problem isn't really yours, it's mine. I have this vision of how life was supposed to be and I feel compelled to make our family life perfect, but I can't. And so I'm going to try to make all these little insignificant things just so, because that gives me an illusion that things are actually okay, right? And when your kids don't do things the right way, like your way, that you take it as a personal affront, right? And you end up saying, after all I've done for you, I try to teach you to be kind and responsible, and you can't even do, right? When you hear yourself using the guilt trip, then you know your anxiety is out of control, and that's why I want to change it, right? And so here's the one focus for today, and it's this. I want you to resign. Resign from your job. Give yourself a pink slip and take this pledge with me as we begin the new year. I resign from a job that I have carried, this burden I've carried for 50 years. Throughout my life, I have labored to prove that I am right, to overcome people's objections so they believe just like me. Today, I resign. It is not my job to control how other people act. It is not my job to control how other people think. It is not my job to control what they think. My kids, my brother, my friends, my neighbors, my spouse can hold opinions contrary to my own, and I don't have to convince them that I'm right. It's not my job. And here's how we take it further. It is not my job to control other people's emotions. It is not my job to make my kids happy. It is not my job to make sure that they're successful. You have to be free from this. Otherwise, you will badger your kids to death. You will react to them every time something happens, right? And I want you to know this as well. It's okay to have emotions, right? I want you to feel a wide range of emotions every day. You're going to be angry sometimes. You're going to be disappointed. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to feel fear and anxiety. You're going to feel those things, and that's normal. You don't deny your emotions. You don't ignore them. But I don't want you to act on them anymore, right? Because when we react, here's what we're really saying. I can't deal with my own emotions, so you, child, wife, husband, son, whoever other person, customer service person at the store, you have to manage my emotions for me because I can't. And I want you to be free from that. I want you to resign from trying to carry this burden of making life perfect and doing everything for your kids because you do too much for them. Now, here's what changed me. This was 15 years ago. I got tired of this because it was destroying my relationship with my son. And so I found a good therapist. And I went through I looked it up, 22 appointments. It cost me over $3,000 to go to this guy, but it helped me. And here's what I learned. I learned 30 specific action steps. And I just created a program. It's not even out yet. We've got a pre-sale on it. 30 specific action steps to break these patterns. And one of them is resigning from that job and learning how to do that. And it will free you from so many burdens in life to enjoy your child again. This program includes a 45-page Q&A. It's very, very comprehensive. And here's the deal. I'm very honest and upfront about this because our team had a discussion. They said, Kirk, what are you going to price this at? And I said, I want to charge like $3,000 for it because that's what it cost me to do it. And I said, I think it's realistic that people pay $450 for this. Don't tune out yet because I'm not going to charge you that yet. $450. Why? Because it's going to take you at least 3 therapy appointments at $150 with a good therapist to get to anything real. But instead, I'm going to give you 30 specific action steps. It's kind of like 30 different therapy appointments. With the pre-sale, I'm pricing it at $150. Is that real money? Yeah, $150 is real money. Okay, but we spend that money on our car. We spend that money on other stuff. It's like going to a therapist for one appointment, but instead, you're going to get a whole program so you can work through this and you will use this the rest of your life. You will create a new family tree. It's a cool thing. So look on this page, sign up for it. It's going to be awesome. and you're going to change your life and create a new family tree, and your kids are going to thank you for this. So anyway, thank you for this. Remember, resign from your job today. Let's try this just today and see how it works for you.